translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said to follow the orders of Lord Brahma. Drona, the best of the Vasus, along with his wife Dara, spoke to Lord Brahma in this way. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sangita 537, Ananda Chinmaya Rasit Pratibhavitabhi Stabhiya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Koloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatmabhuto Govindamadi Purusam Tamahambhajami. When Krishna descends anywhere, he is accompanied by his own associates. These associates are not ordinary living beings. Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and when he descends, he comes with his associates. Therefore, Nanda and Mother Yashoda are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. This means that whenever Krishna descends, Nanda and Yashoda, as well as Vasudeva and Devaki, also descend as the Lord's father and mother. Their personalities are expansions of Krishna's personal body. They are not ordinary living beings. Maharaj Prickett knew this, but he was curious to know from Shukadeva Goswami whether it is possible for an ordinary human being to come to this stage by sadhana siddhi. There are two kinds of perfection, nitya siddhi and sadhana siddhi. A nitya siddha is one who is eternally Krishna's associate, an expansion of Krishna's personal body. Whereas a sadhana siddha is an ordinary human being who, by executing pious activities and following regulative principles of devotional service, also comes to that stage. Thus, the purpose of Maharaj Prixit's inquiry was to determine whether an ordinary human being can attain the position of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Shukadeva Goswami answered this question as follows, and that's the next verse. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksasun Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhivyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siya Daita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he's emphasizing the position of Krishna as the original personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. And he's also correlating or explaining at the same time how Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's this same Krishna. He is Krishna, Krishna Vanam Tvisa Krishna, Sangopangastra Pasadam. He's the same Shamasundra, Brajendra Nandana, Braj Krishna, and he has come immediately after Krishna. You know that Lord Krishna comes once in a day of Lord Brahma. That's 4,320,000 years Krishna comes. He says, I come every day. Every day is Lord Brahma. So, for example, Haridas Thakur, he's like, this purport is about the associates, the Nitya Parisad, the eternal associates of Krishna. So Krishna comes to see, comes into this material world, onto this earthly planet, once in the day of Lord Brahma. Funnily enough, when Haridas Thakur is staying in Jagannath Puri, he's an expansion of Lord Brahma, partially, then Lord Chaitanya would come and see him every day. But that's not my point. Krishna's appearance is very special. And paraphrasing Krishna's own thoughts, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is writing that, for a long time, I have not bestowed upon the people of this world the intense spontaneous love of Vrindavan. And now there's a scheduled incarnation about to take place. Let me go there and do this. Only, he says, only I can do this, only me. And without this Braj Bhakti, then the material world is useless. Without bestowing this Braj Bhakti. So he comes as Krishna, and he brings all his associates. Not only does he bring his associates, what else does he send? He sends his dham, Govardhan Hill, Yamuna River, everything. And the Brajbasis, they come into this material world to associate with Krishna. And he sends his senior devotees, they go first, his mother, his father, older devotees. He sends them first. And when Lord Brahma petitions Mahavishnu, Shivadakshay Vishnu, then Shivadakshay Vishnu tells the demigods, you start taking your birth in the Yadu dynasty to help me in my pastimes. So there's all these descendings onto this earthly planet, both from the spiritual realm, through expansions of expansions. For example, Drona and Dara, they're expansions of the original form of Nanda Yashoda. Brihad Bhagavatam Rita explains. Nanda and Yashoda are eternally there. They expand themselves partially as Drona and Dara in the world of the demigods. And then through their pastime, they appear in their original feature with Krishna. So this is an extraordinary scene is set up. The demigods, generally when Krishna incarnates as Vamana and Nasinga, he associates with the demigods and performs all these pastimes with the demigods. But Krishna's descent in this material world is very special, and it's also bewildering to the demigods. Lord Brahma and Indra, they both become confused. Is this really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's just a coward boy. He's sitting, eating with his left hand, sometimes with his friends on the bank of Yamuna. And he is just a Vaishya, from a Vaishya family. Sanatana Goswami explains that Krishna is very approachable. He's just a Vaishya. He's in a Vaishya bhava, Vaishya mood. Lord Ramachandra was a great king, Kshatriya, etc. So Krishna's associates, they're Nitya Siddha. And they come to assist Krishna, just like they assist Krishna eternally in his enjoyment, in his happiness. This is the definition of a devotee, is that he acts only for Krishna's pleasure. The pure devotee is free from material desires. He doesn't see this world as a place of enjoyment. We see this place as a place of enjoyment, therefore we are conditioned souls. And through this contaminated vision, we have to take on this material body, which itself is contaminated. It's dirt, ashes to ashes. When the body dies, it's just ash, it's just dirt. So in order to purify our consciousness, we have to perform this sadhana, as mentioned here, so that we can also come up to this position of Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha. There's three types. Prabhupada mentions two kinds of perfection here. Elsewhere, he mentions Kripa Siddhi as well, which is very important for us, because this same Krishna, he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in that mood, he's extremely merciful and compassionate. And he's very eager to give people the path by which they can become Vrindavan devotees. This path is called sadhana bhakti, and it's a practice. Sadhana means the means by which you attain the sajja. Sajja means the goal. So love of Krishna is the sajja, the goal. And congregational chanting of the holy name is the sadhana, is the practice. Eka Krishna Nama Kare Save Pape Choi Navavida Puna Bhakti Nama Hoite Hoi. All the Navavida, the nine processes of devotional service, can be completed or perfected simply by chanting the holy name. So the holy name is given special emphasis as the sadhana, the main sadhana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the Mayavadis in Sannyasi, in Varanasi, then Prabhupada paraphrases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own doubts that my spiritual master, he called me a fool. He said, you are not qualified to study Vedanta. You should just chant the holy name of Krishna. And Prabhupada paraphrases Mahaprabhu, is saying that he doubts, can I achieve perfection simply by chanting Hare Krishna? And we believe strongly that we can achieve perfection by chanting Hare Krishna. But we don't know how it's going to happen. Atashi Krishna Namadi Swayam. We don't really know how it's going to happen. So we have to have strong faith in the spiritual master by this process we'll gradually become purified. And when we're purified, then we'll understand everything. Now there's some curious associates of Krishna who come in the human form. For example, the 12 Alwas, they were incarnations of Krishna's weapons. And when they come to the material world, these pure devotees, the Nitya Siddha Parisad, they do a lot of service. Prabhupada explains that they enjoy the association of Krishna through their service. Another curious associate of Lord Krishna, Nitya Siddha, is Sukadev Goswami. Who knows what Sukadev Goswami is in the spiritual world? Radharani's parrot. And Brajanath. What about Brajanath? Who knows what Brajanath is? Brajanath is the lightning bolt on Krishna's, sole of Krishna's foot. Is it his left foot or right foot? he's Parikshit Maharaj's grandson, I think, like that. And Chaitanya, when Krishna was on the planet, he sent the Pandavas to places in India which are considered not so pure. In India, there's some places which are considered lower, not sinful or not so highly elevated. Like those places along the Ganges, they're considered very pious. And one may ask, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have his associates born in all these different places? Krishna. So Krishna sent the Pandavas to all over India to purify these places. And in the same way, Lord Chaitanya, he had his associates take birth in all these different areas in order to purify them. This purification of the living entities is the sole purpose of Krishna's incarnation. Narada Muni speaks this beautiful verse in the 10th canto. It says, Jivasya ya sangsarito vimokshanam na janato nata vihachchirarata lilavatarai svayasha pradipakam prajvalayatta tamaham prapajye. He says, oh Krishna, the living entity, he's in samsara. He's in the cycle of birth and death. And he does not know how to get free from the material body, which gives him so much trouble. But you, Lila Avatar, you descend in these various incarnations, and thus with the blazing torch of your fame, Yasha, like Yashoda, Yasha means fame. With the blazing torch of your fame, you illuminate the path for the living entity. So we're born in the Western world. We don't know anything about Krishna. And just as Krishna sent the Pandavas and Lord Chaitanya sent his associates all over India, then the parampara, evam parampara praptam, this parampara is going on. And these sadhana, nitya parisad, nitya siddha devotees are continually taking birth in the material world. And who are they? Since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're all Vrindavan, eternal Brijbasis. Prabhupada explains that many of the Lord Chaitanya's associates, they took on male, they're females in the Siddha, in their perfected form, and they take on male forms, and as they assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in fulfilling his mission. So it's by association of these devotees that we get the instructions to perform sadhana. Prabhupada said, Krishna told Lord Brahma, he empowered Lord Brahma, Tene Brahma Harida. He empowered him with the work of creation of the material universe. And in the same way, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Rupa Goswami was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to delineate the process of sadhana bhakti. This is the process of sadhana. And I just wanted to read this paragraph from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, the last verse. It's the last verse, Vedeshu Yogyeshu. Prabhupada says, one who has a little faith in Bhagavad Gita should learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee, because in the beginning of the fourth chapter, it is stated clearly that Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees. No one else can perfectly understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee of Krishna, not from mental speculators. This is a sign of faith. By advancement and association of the devotee, one is placed in devotional service, and this service dispels all one's misgivings about Krishna or God and Krishna's activities, form, pastimes, name, and other features. After these misgivings have been perfectly cleared away, one becomes fixed in one's study, then one relishes the study of Bhagavad Gita and attains the state of feeling always Krishna conscious. In the advanced stage, one falls completely in love with Krishna. This highest perfectional stage of life enables the devotee to be transferred to Krishna's abode in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan, where the devotee becomes eternally happy. So we are getting the association of these devotees, and we have to perform the right sadhana. Krishna says elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita that one should concentrate one's mind on the two-armed form of Krishna and not divert one's attention to other incarnations or other forms. So this is our meditation, our fixed meditation. And Krishna is glorified in the end of the 10th canto. Oh, I was going to mention two more things. Yeah, there are two more special incarnations of Krishna. One is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the literary incarnation. And there's one more very special one. Can anyone say? Holy name, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. This holy name is our avatar of Krishna. So when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're associating with Krishna, and by this powerful process, all one's obstacles will be gradually removed. One simply has to avoid the 10 offenses and chant attentively. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And, Prabhupada even says that if one is not able to study the philosophy, understand the philosophy, still he can make progress by chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasad. So right at the end of the 10th canto, Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Krishna for five different excellences. He says that since Krishna's appearance, previously the Ganges was the most purifying factor in this material world. But since Krishna's appearance, the Yadu dynasty has become more powerful at purifying living beings by their katha. The other excellence is that demons who are killed by Krishna, they get the same liberation as the devotees. They are able to go to the spiritual world. The other one is that the goddess of fortune, although she's very restless, she doesn't stay in one place, still she stays at the lotus feet of Krishna because she's always getting newer and newer taste. She gets bored very easily, but she doesn't get bored at serving Krishna. this sadhana, we mentioned this sadhana. So these devotees, they became perfect by their sadhana. Maharaj Parikshit, he became perfect simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He attained the perfection. Shukadev Goswami attained perfection simply by chanting, kirtan, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, he became perfect by remembering Krishna in all situations. Then Padasevanam, Lakshmi became perfect by serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Hanuman, Prithu Maharaj became perfect by worshipping the Lord. Hanuman became perfect by service. Arjuna became perfect simply by friendship. And Bali Maharaj by surrendering everything. So Krishna Prabhupada says that we may be attached, or we may become attached to one form of devotional service or another according to our taste. And it's different for every devotee. I'm jumping around a bit here. But the fourth excellence is that the holy name of Krishna is the most excellent feature, most excellent name. 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to 3 names of Ram, and 3 names of Ram are equal to 1 name of Krishna. And finally, Krishna summarized the whole process of religion, spiritual life, in this one single verse, Sarva Dharma Parichaya, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. And in his incarnation, even the animals, plants, trees, they were also delivered if they came into contact with Krishna. Finally, I want to say something about the speciality of Lord Chaitanya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very special incarnation, Shadashiramani, the essence of all incarnations, that he would become absorbed in the mood of different avatars. For example, one time he asked a devotee, please chant Vishnu Sahasranam. And when he got to Nrsingadev name, Lord Chaitanya became wrapped in deeply in thought. And he took up a club, ran through the streets of Navadvipa in the mood of Lord Nrsinga, until he came to his external consciousness and he felt very ashamed that I've frightened everyone, this is offensive. But the devotee said, no, the devotee told him, whatever you do is perfect, Lord. And like that. So no other incarnation has performed such pastimes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He'd enjoyed all his incarnations. Not only did he enjoy the bhava, the mood of his different incarnations, but he also enjoys the mood of his devotees. He enjoyed the mood of various rasas of all his devotees. So Krishna was able to experience all the devotional moods of all his devotees. Because that's the one thing he can't do as Krishna. So he has become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, I'll stop there.